Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. We are glad that you're joining us this week and every week. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi. Thank you. Thanks again for joining us. Email, comments, questions, suggestions, conversation. Email us at wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. For today's show, for example, there may be questions that Myra and Jackie can't get to. There's a lot of information here, and we've only got 55 minutes. And you may have somebody in your house who may be worth asking a question about. You could use that email and shoot us a question. We get it right over to Jackie and Myra. And their team and their unit may be able to even sort this out for us. Okay? So there you go. Good example. We are talking about psychosis. We're talking about prevention and early identification and referral for psychosis, which is a new evidence-based, dare I say? Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Evidence-based model that we've brought to and are starting in Imperial County through the auspices of our awesome guests. We're joined by Myra Martinez. She's a mental health rehabilitation technician. And now,
Jackie Cortez, I'm a marriage family therapist intern.
But yes. Okay, so I have to say this, Scott. Mm-hmm. This originally came on board or was brought by you in one of our management meetings. You brought up, it was a form of, it was called EDIPP, which stands for the Early Detection and what is it? Prevention, early identification and detection for the prevention of psychosis.
Yes, and right place, right time. You know,
yes.
I was working with that age group, and we had stuff for depression, and we had stuff for anxiety, and we had stuff for attention deficit, and we had this one group of people that we really struggled with managing, and we really, you know, as the evidence started coming out that if we got these kids and if we got them identified and if we got them in the right supportive environments, their life would continue. They would continue to develop. They'd continue to stay in school. They'd continue to go forward and get jobs. They'd continue to be meaningful members of the community as they managed their mental health condition. That was pretty exciting.
Yeah, so this was like, what, 5 years ago, five years ago?
And it was emerging at that point. You know, it was just barely getting evidence-based.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy you guys are doing this for us. So we talked a little bit about symptoms, right? And we talked a little bit about some of the risk factors and the importance of having parents and teachers and other youth people eyes on, right, and some of the stuff they could look for. Let's talk about psychosis. Let's talk about what it looks like. Jackie, what happens when...
Take it, Jackie.
Well, psychosis is basically some feeling like something is not right. You know, your life was at a normal pace, what we can call going to school, going to work, you know.
Like everyone else's life.
Exactly. And all of a sudden, you feel like something is not right. You know, you can start hearing voices, start feeling like somebody's after you. A diminished interest in things that you used to like to do, you no longer like to do. Confusing thoughts, not being able to get your thoughts cleared. So there's a lot of confusion going on and not knowing really what's going on with you. The lack of interest in, you know, doing what you liked. Diminished grades. For example, we can have a youth who was an A student, a really good player, and all of a sudden, he's no longer interested in playing. He's no longer, his grades have diminished, and he doesn't know why. Parents don't know why.
And it's not drugs, and it's not girls, and it's not...
It's nothing, and parents don't understand what's going on, and it can be easily misinterpreted as, you know, what are you doing? You're being defiant. You're not listening, but that's not the case. It's, you know, the kid or the young adult doesn't even know what they're facing.
Yeah.
So this is psychosis. You know, it's just kind of like a confusion, a lack of interest in not knowing what's really happening in you.
It must be really scary and worrisome, not only to the parents, but to the person who's experiencing it. I mean, are they even aware that what they're thinking or what's happening may not be real?
No, I think they're confused themselves. not even know, I mean, not realizing what's going on. Why? You know.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.